that once Brahma ji saw that the soul of Bhagavasur entering in the lotus feet of Krishna and thus Sarupa Mukti he received, Brahma became very wonder. And then he wanted to see more sweet pastimes of Krishna like this. In the meantime, Krishna remembered the Jogmaya. Jogmaya came. And seeing the wish of Krishna to serve Krishna, at once he called Brahma, Chaturmukh Brahma from Brahmalok. And he came. Then she inspired Brahma to steal the cows, the cowherd boy and cows. By this, what became Damodar Maharaj will tell in 15 minutes. I told all these things, secret things, in my walking in Bejar. So we always talk very, very confidential things in our
Bejar.
Anywhere in our
walk.
So this was one of these.
So first of all, I want to pronounce the glories of Krishna Gurudev, Chaitanya Sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis.
Okay.
So Gurudev has instructed us to discuss the pastime of Brahma, Mohanvi. Actually, this pastime is so much confidential that Bhagavad Guru Srimad Bhaktacharya, this cannot be really part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he thought Brahmaji is our Adiguru, then how is it possible that he could become bewildered? But Sri Jiva Goswami, in his Siddhartas, had explained, as Gurudev said, our Guru Brahmaji was not bewildered by Mahamaya, because he is a pure devotee. Actually, this was all arranged by Bhagavan's internal energy, his Yogamaya. Therefore, Yogamaya, or Icha Shakti, she understands the desire of Krishna and the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, she arranged for this astonishing pastime.
Stop.
Every morning, Krishna goes cow crazy. That time he is very young, Komalai, only 5 years of age. How many cows does Krishna go crazy with? Sri Krishna Chakram Tapa says, 10 quadrillion. 1,000 thousand is a million, 1,000 million is a billion, 1,000 million is a trillion, 1,000 trillion is a quadrillion, and there's 10 of them. Just to give you an idea, Asamkhya Koti, how unlimited is this Raja Vrindavan? So Sri Krishna, only 5 years age, he goes with these 10 quadrillion gods, and you can imagine how many suckers. Itam Sandhat Paramasukam Gudya Vasyakatanam Padadeyatana Mayasakatanam Nadadelikana Sakyam Pitapu Pitapunya Punya. Who can understand the voice of the cow voice? Itam Sukrama Itam Sandhat Paramasukam Gudya. Those liberated Paramahansa's voice absorbed in Brahmananda, they cannot understand. Those who understand who worship Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord, Padadeyatana, they cannot understand. Mayasita, Mayasitena, Naradarakena. Those who want to sweep the sea of those who are captured by their illusory poetry, Maya, how do they understand? that after Kalanji has everything so brilliant as well, then now the direct friends of Krishna. Then as we went, cow raising, before he had some lunchbox, because of all the mothers there, all the money for Krishna, there were sometimes the boys would play the parts, some would pretend to be monkeys, some would even take the calling of peacocks, some would pretend to be storks in the river, they would play, they would jump, and seeing Krishna, they have so much attraction to him, they would run, Ampuram, Ampuram, I will touch him first, I will touch him first. They were Krishna so much absorbed in the happiness of this Sakuras that he forgot that it's lunchtime. Then when Yogamaya, she arranges some break in the pastimes. Asking Prabhupada, Shivakadana Swami Maharaj, he says, variety
is even that, problem. Even that so strong, I cannot stand that what they are saying.
So very astonishing.
Too loud. The mic is too loud.
So
now you have nothing. Okay. It is not working.
Not working? No. Why?
Because you told this, you told to stop it.
Huh?
You told to stop it.
It will be forever?
No. The sound of the mic is very loud.
Again, you should do.
Again?
I am not hearing. And by that, so much noise that I cannot.
No, because of the fan.
Then, take it.
A huge python, 12 miles, 10 miles long, and extending his upper jaw to the sky, he rolled out his tongue like a highway, and all the coward boys, when they came, and they saw this huge python-looking mountain, they thought, anyway, Krishna will save us. So all the boys went inside the mountain of Krishna. So Krishna was thinking, or Agassur, sorry, how to save my friends? Therefore, Krishna also went inside. Then Agassur, he tried to finish Krishna, but Krishna swelled his body size in the throat of Agassur. Agassur tried to hack Krishna out, but he couldn't. His life there couldn't go anywhere. Therefore, he left his body through the Brahmarudra. You know, babies have a soft spot there. That's where perfected yogis can live, their bodies. Therefore, Agassur, like a perfected soul, because Antenarayana Sriti, Ayana Sankhya Vyam Swadharma Paramisa, Janma Pumsam Parolapyam Antenarayana Sriti, perfection of yoga, perfection of Sankhya philosophy, perfection of Varnashram Dharma, the perfection of anyone who's taken a material body in this world is Antenarayana Sriti, to think of Krishna at the time of death. Then what did Agassur think of when he died? Oh, this is Krishna. Therefore, his soul left the top of his body and was moving in the sky. Sri Krishna came out. At that time, the soul of Agassur entered into the body of Sri Krishna. So our Acharya said, because of always thinking of the form of Sri Krishna, at the time of death, Agassur achieved Sarupya Mukti, achieving a form just like Sri Narayana. That time all the devas, the Gandharvas, all were chanting, Jai Ho, Jai Ho. And Brahma heard the noise. He came and he saw the wonderful, astonishing pastimes of Sri Krishna. Therefore Brahma, his very first devotee, he had a great greed. I want to see some more astonishing pastimes of Krishna. Therefore Yogamaya fulfilled the desire of Krishna. And Lord Brahma. Krishna, by one activity, can perform many, many activities. Therefore, this pastime has many causes. One, of course, is the desire of Lord Brahma to see more pastimes of Sri Krishna. Secondly, all the elderly gopis of Vrindavan all feel Krishna is my son. They all have a desire. If Krishna was my son, I could feed him breast milk, I could feed him, I could clean him, I could clothe him just like my own son. Therefore, the elderly gopis had a desire that Krishna could become my son. All the cows of Vrindavan, it's true that the cows give milk indirectly, but all the cows, the female cows of Vrindavan, had a feeling, if Krishna was my calf, if Krishna was my son, I could feed him milk directly. And also, all the young gopis of Vrindavan, they all had a desire, if Krishna could be my husband, then how much I could offer him happiness by serving him. Therefore, all these desires were fulfilled in Brahma. Mohan Lila. So, after other songs finished, then the cowherd boys came to the bag of the Imuna for lunch. It said that every boy had a bag, and one of them's bag was pretty much three times the size of any other boy. They were able to snatch his bag and pass it into there, and Mother Mungu would be chasing him. The boys would take very nice, tasty pakoras and foodstuffs cooked by their mothers, and say they would take a bite, okay, ma'am, really this is like nectar, take. And they would push the mouth of Krishna, and Krishna would be laughing so much, asking us, the boys. So Brahmaji, he was watching this, and Brahmaji became most astonished. Hari, Bhagavan is called Yajna Bhog. Bhagavan only takes the offering of Yajna. This is when the Brahman is very clean and tilak and everything, clean cloth. Then very carefully they chant the mantra, Swaha. Then Yajna Bhog, Bhagavan takes the offering. When Brahman was thinking, Bhagavan is Yajna Bhog, but this Krishna, he is the remnants of coward boys. Then the Brahmaji also became very much astonished. So, Brahmaji, what did he do? As the young calves, they drifted away to chew on the green grass. They went some distance and all the boys became afraid. All the calves had disappeared.
When we come back
to Vrindavan, we will get in so much trouble. And Krishna said, don't worry, my friends. I will go and bring back the calves. And for half kindness, Krishna, he's only willing to do anything to please his devotees. Devas Krishna went away, following the calves to bring them back. Then while Krishna was gone, then Brahmaji, he stole. I'll explain in a minute. He took. Those coward boys disappeared. And the calves also disappeared. Therefore, for the moment, Sri Krishna was bewildered until he smiled. And remember, this is the Maya of Brahma, Lord Brahma. Then the Guru explained his task is very confidential. Like we said, when Pariksit Maharaj heard this pastime from Sukadeva Goswami, that the coward boys had told the killing of Adasur 1 year after, then Pariksit Maharaj was very careful here. He said, Gurudev, how come that Krishna, the coward boys told this pastime after 1 year? Because the coward boys, as soon as they go home, they tell their mothers and fathers, Krishna Katha, what never happened. What happened today? There must be some Maya of Krishna. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, he became very happy. Sadhu Krishna Mahabhara Tava Bhagavatam. Oh, British, you are lucky, you are Mahabhara. Sadhu Krishna. Your question is perfect because it gives topics related to topics of Sri Krishna. Then it is explained that there were three sets of characters. Gurudev explained this. Sukadeva Goswami told Krishna, Guru Sinshasya. When the disciple is very affectionate to the Guru, then the Guru reveals all types of confidential knowledge. Like when the calf comes to the cow, automatically milk comes. So when the affectionate disciple comes to Hari Guru, Gurudev or Vaishnavas, automatically Hari Katha flows from their mouth. That is the affection and mercy of Gurudev. Then when there were three sets of cowboys made, what was that? The first set, the original set, those coward boys are no different than Krishna. Brahmaji cannot even, how Brahmaji can steal is what Kapya's eternal associates to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna covered the original set of coward boys by his yoga maya. By yoga maya, they were taking lunch for 1 year, they could not understand what was happening, but nobody could see them. What to speak of any Brahmaji not seeing them, even Balaram could not see them, so confidential. The second set, that was made by Brahmaji, by Mahamaya. That was the set that he took and put in the cave. That was made by Mahamaya. And then the third set, the first set was covered, the second set,
Mahamaya
made the second set, and the third set was Krishna himself manifesting as the coward voice. There were three sets of cowboys. Therefore, even Brahmaji was confused, even for the sake of reading. So, when Brahmaji came, he had stolen the cowboys. Then he was watching, what will Sri Krishna do? Therefore, because Bhagavan Sri Krishna is complete, at one stage he is all-knowing, Sarvajna. And because he is complete, he can also be not-knowing anything. Mukata. Therefore, both these things are present in Krishna. For a moment, he became a woman. What happened to my cards? I'm really going to get it when I get home. Hi, hi. Then, because he is all knowing, only Saragya, omniscient, he could understand. This is a tricky work of Brahma. Therefore, Sri Krishna, in the second, he manifested exact replicas of all the coward way that Brahmaji thought he'd stolen, but were actually covered by Yoga Maya. Meanwhile, Brahmaji returned back to Brahmaloka. But when he got there, what happened? The servants threatened him with a stick, get out of here, we know who you are. What do you mean? I'm your Lord Brahma. No. The original Lord Brahma is inside, and he warned us, be careful. There's a photocopy coming soon. He looks just like me, but he's a fake Brahma. So when he comes, kick him out. Therefore, Brahmaji was kicked out of his own abode. He began lamenting. Therefore, Sri Krishna can take the form of anyone and anything. But anyone and anything cannot take the form of Krishna. That is different. So Brahma, he was bewildered. He lost everything. He lost his own abode. And when he returned back, in that 1 second where Brahmaji went to Brahmaloka and came back, 1 year had passed on this earth time. So Brahmaji, he came back and he saw Krishna still performing activities with a coward voice, but I thought I saw them. Therefore, he looked in the cave where he had put them, the false copies. He could see that set is there, that set is also there, but they are completely identical. Brahmaji himself could not understand which was the original and which was the copy. So as he was bewildered, Sri Krishna decided to give him some mercy, and Krishna manifested one drop of the opulence of Brahmaji. We should not think that because Vrindavan is our Guru Jamaidan, it's so sweetness, we should never think of Vrindavan without opulence. Vrindavan, Oishwar, Sahaja, Sindhu. The opulence of Vrindavan is like an ocean, and Tara, water like Kundalini, Mahikari, and Vaikuntha and water is not equal to one drop of the opulence of Vrindavan.
Therefore,
what did he say? Krishna, all those coward boys, all the cars, the sticks, the flutes, the lunch bags, everything manifested, Chato Puja Sankyam, Chato Pujam Sankyam Padam Goya, Rajyam Panayas. Every stick, every boy, every car manifested a four-handed form of vision. In each hand of the Sankachapa Garapapa, the discus, the cloud, the lotus, and the sun. When Brahmaji saw this unlimited opulence of Sri Krishna, he became completely bewildered. All his senses stopped working, he became dumbstruck. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Paramvijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Sarvatma Sarvam Paramvijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when we completely drown in the nectar of the name, that's when our senses will be completely defeated by the name. Like when Rupa Goswami described the glories of Harinam and Haridas Thakur. Tunde, Tundavani Rajin, Tundavani Rajin, Tundavani Rajin, Tundavani Rajin, Tundavani Rajin, Cheto Mamuno Vijayate. All the senses become completely drowned in nectar. Brahmaji seeing the opulence of Vrindavan, he became completely dumbstruck. After some time, he regained sense. And he said, Shakshat Devakim Uddhava Sundaru. Now I've experienced the topmost happiness of having darshan of your form. We should not think that Brahma is bereft of any type of material enjoyment. Brahma creates the entire material creation. Also, therefore, he can understand the whole varieties of material happiness. But when he saw Krishna's form in Vrindavan, then he prayed, Shakshat Kadeva. I am now experiencing the direct embodiment of the highest form of happiness. Then he offered many, many prayers. Gyani Prayasam, Kapashinamateva, Jivanti Sarakaradam, Vadiyavatam, Snapesita, Sukhitam, Namavatmanavi, Jay Prayasam, Achitajito, Saiti, Sai Sri Rokam. Brahmaji said, who am I? I am just a person seven times the span of my hand, like that. I am contained in a pot-like universe. How I can understand the opulence of Krishna? Therefore, Gyani Prayasam, Kapashinamateva. Jivan, Brahmaji, the original speaker of the four Vedas, how much knowledge he has. But Brahma himself is saying, Yane, Kaya, Sambhu, Namashi, Kapashi, Namadeva. Don't try Sometimes we see the devotees become proud. I know so much. Yeah, you know so much, but how much don't you know? Stuff is like an ocean. You know what it lasts. You think, you go, I don't know anything. Devotee Brahmani, he said, don't try so much for knowledge of Krishna. And the last part, he said, don't try to know Krishna, just try to love me. Therefore, that person gives up to understand Krishna by their own power, their own thinking, their own intelligence. How far can you go? Therefore, Brahmani said, one who gives up that endeavor and simply hears, simply hears from the mouth of the pure devotee, then that person can conquer Sri Krishna, who cannot be conquered by anyone. In this pastime, Brahmani is very kind. He's showing us Krishna cannot be reached by the power of deductive intellect. He can only be understood by the power of mercy. He also prays, Sriyasri Patiyuru Udasateyuru Krishanthiye Kevala Bhodarovya. That person gives up the path of the bhakti and simply tries to achieve liberation by the process of jnana. As the people retired by the breathing process and try to control the body, mind, and senses. And by this we think they will achieve liberation. That is simply like a heavy weight. Those who give up bhakti to achieve liberation without the grace of Krishna is like someone who simply beats the husk of rice and thinks they will get grains. So much work but no benefit. Ramaji said it may be possible for someone to count the grains of sand on the beach or the stars in the sky, but it's completely impossible for anyone to count the names, forms, qualities of Sri Krishna. Today we come from Sri Krishna, Bhutanay, Rata, Prikantipada, Rigvata, Ube, Vidaya Namaste, Jivani Yetsa, Jivani, Bhutanay, Sri Krishna. He said that person simply tolerates all suffering and understands this is a result of my own past activities, but with body, mind, and words continues in the service of Sri Krishna, then that person is eligible for liberation. Because liberation is always on the feet of Bhakti Devi. He said, Narayana Swami, you saw the Dehinam. Are you not the original Narayana? Are you not the original Narayana? Because just like a mother tolerates the feeding of the child in the stomach, I am also your son, because he came from the navel of Lord Narayana. Then he became, he saw Sri Krishna was no longer much impressed by his prayers, therefore he prayed to the Brijavasis. Oh, it is under the Bhagavad Gita, Sadhana Pita, Nakita Mumu. Even all the Vedas, this is time immemorial, are offering you sacrifice, but you are not satisfied as you are by drinking the milk from the breasts of the Brijavasis and the cows of Vrindavan. Therefore, ahol bhagyam, nanda-gopa-pradeshikam, yam-mitram, paramanandam, gunadam, sanatanam. He prayed, how fortunate the Brijavasis, because the absolute truth has become their friend. He prayed, I hope in the future birth, I can take birth here as a stone. Tadbodhi bhagyam, kajamanata, yagopalapika, namri, vajopishekam, yastunikam, bhagavan, buddha, tadapya, kishuti, vijayama. He said, I hope in my next birth I can take birth as a stone. Because when the Brijavasis go to meet Krishna, yastunikam, bhagavan, buddha, they are given life and soul for the happiness of Krishna. Their full doubts can come on my head, then I can understand who is Krishna. Then finally, he admitted his failure to completely understand Krishna, and with tears in his eyes, he fell at the feet of Krishna and washed the feet of Krishna with his own tears. So, for 1 year, in that 1 year, for 1 year after, from the beginning, Balaram was the top of
Balaram.
Then Balaram saw all the cows running towards the calf, the calves down there, getting up the new calves. All the men ran down and embracing their sons. Balaram was astonished. How they have so much love for their sons and calves, like they used to have for Krishna? What's going on? Then he could see this is Maya of Krishna. Then Balaram was also pleased. Please give me complete so long. Go Pramana and do it.
Oh. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been written. Ja Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera Sthane. If you want to know Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence and hidden meaning of Bhagavat, then you should go to any high class Uttam Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. They know the deep meaning of Srimad Bhagavat. By anyone reading, it will connect. By any other person who has no guru, oh, he cannot know. So, these are very secret things. See, the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told all these things. Now, Gurave Gauga Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Nama. First of all, my millions and millions of Dandat Pranam in the lotus of feet of my spiritual master Paramaradhyatam Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pasi Srimad Bhakti Vedan Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Now, I told you that I will discuss on Prem Vivartan. Now Jagadananda Prabhu, remembering the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, weeping and writing. You can know that sometimes tears coming on the paper, it may wet it. He is telling, Nishtha Kari Bhaja Bhai Gauranga Chara. With Nishtha, with one pointed, with a strong belief, you should do bhajan of Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anna Devi Devi, Devat Dev Devi Kabuna Bhajan. Don't worship any demigods or any way. Only one pointed to Krishna, and that will be only to please Krishna. Nothing else. At the time of chanting or any time, you should not think, I should be wealthy. I want to marry with a very beautiful lady. I want to hire him. Very beautiful husband. I want to have his son. Your bhajan will go. Finish. Nothing. Only Krishna prem should come. Gauranga Das Boli Sarva Deve Jana. All the devi gods are the
servant
of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahma, Shankar, Rudra, Indra, Kubera, all top to bottom. Krishna haite gaurke kabhuna jani goa. You should always know strongly that Krishna is himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I am telling not only that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is some superior than Krishna also, because Krishna with Radhika, now he has become
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combined mercy of Radha and Krishna together. Nija Guru Deve Jano Gaura Kripa Patra. All they know that my Guru Dev is the
recipient.
Recipient of Mahaprabhu. Always like that. Gaurang Parsade Jano Gaur Deha Gatra. Always chanting, remembering Gaur. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in boyhood. He went to a forest with Jagadananda and Gadadhar Pandit. Mahaprabhu saw that one parrot was sitting on the branch of
Bakul tree.
And he was chanting Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Playing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught that
parrot
and told, "You should speak Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." But yet, Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that parrot and threw it. "You are not speaking Krishna, Krishna." Then he told, "I know, I am coming from Vrindavan and you are himself Krishna. I know this also. But I will chant only Gaudhari, not Krishna. Because Gaudhari, in so many senses, he is superior. So Gaudhari, Gaudhari." Then Mahaprabhu came. So he is telling, "Gaur Parsade Jano, Gaur Dehagat, Gaur Bari Rashposta Jano Matra." You should not criticize anyone, even he is against Mahaprabhu or anyone. Gurudev. That is his telling. By criticizing, that qualities will come in you. So don't criticize. You should know that Sakali, all are dasi of Krishna, Gauchandra. But in against, as a enemy, they are Ras Pushti.
Nourishing Ras.
Ras. Like Jatila.
Kutila.
Always against Krishna, always against Radhika. But if Jatila was not, no so Ras. So we should know all these things. But all our Gaurdas are Krishna Das. Parninda Parcharcha, Na Karo Kukhan. Don't criticize anyone. Even you should not glorify any Vishai.
Sense enjoyer.
Never. Their qualities are not quality. Because they know doing bhajan. Gogya sikhalo nam sei nam karo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everyone, everywhere, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Always chant this name. What is sadhan, sadhan, anything will be what? Perfect by this name. By chanting, chanting. But not chanting alone, in the guidance of a guru proper, qualified as Vaishnav. Then you should chant. Then it will give you Krishna prema. Gaubina Guru Nai Ebhava Sansar. In this world, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is 100% Guru. Not others like him. He taught Raya Ramananda. He taught Sanatana Goswami.
Rupa Goswami.
So many he taught. Not by words only. Nowadays we see, we tell so many high class of Harikatha. So much. You should be Vairagi, detachment, and himself Vairagi. What is this? Their Harikatha will not give any fruit, any benefit to anyone. You should always remember. So, it has been told, who is Acharya? Who is telling and perfectly following all instructions? And those who are not like that, only by mouth, then they are karming only. So we should try to avoid them. A guru is who? Acharyam.
Achar karen ar prachar.
Achar karen. Aprachar karen. Those who follow.
Prachar karen ki
and also.
Achar karen ka na karen.
Teaching others.
Achar prachar mein.
Oh, they are okay. And those who are not doing himself achar.
Practicing
and giving one instruction, you be like that. This will not give any fruit. So it is better, like Haridas Thakur, Achar and
Prachar.
Like Rupa Sanatan and all Goswami. Oh, Achar and Prachar. Tobe phal phale.
Gorar Achar, Gorar Vichar, Loile.
Gorar Achar, Gorar Vichar, Loile phal phale.
Gorar Ami, Gorar Ami, Mukhe Bolile Nahi Chale.
It will come. Then, गौर बिना गुरु नहीं ये भव संसारे सरल गौरांग भक्ति सिखाओ सबारे कुटी नाटी छाड़ा व्हाट इज अगेंस्ट भक्ति फिश इज नॉट भक्ति और स्ट्रिक्टली रिजर्व गौ भजा लोक रक्षा एकत्र निष्फल ओ यू आर यू वांट टू प्लीज कृष्ण एंड इन द सेम टाइम You want to please Vishai. Vishai means?
Sense enjoyer.
Sense enjoyer. Both at a time we cannot. In two boats keeping?
Two feet.
Here and there. What will be?
Down in the water.
One feet in any boat and this feet in other. Then he will be?
Jarasandha.
So don't be like that. Only to please Krishna Gaurachandra. Gora hai gora bhaja, nay lok bhaja bhaja. Either you should strongly serve Gaurachandra or Krishna. Or if you are in intoxications, worldly. Oh, then you should go there and you should go to hell forever. Both at a time cannot be. So, I am telling you, keep in always mind. If you are reading Bhagavatam and thinking deeply about that, you must follow and at once detachment from worldly desire will come. Even heart rogue will go away by hearing Harikatha. And if it is not, oh, I should marry. What this means? He is not following Srimad Bhagavatam. Only as a parrot he is speaking. We should avoid that person. Premere vaichitya gata, premere vaichitya gata. Mormon nache nirantar, kalah gaurangir sane, kari ami dine dine, kandole jagai naam. Jagadananda Prabhu is telling, premere vaichitya. From outward it seems that they are quarreling. But from inner they are not quarreling. Jagai has always struggling with what?
Fighting.
Fighting with
Nimai.
Nimai pan Nimai. But that is not the thing. From upper side it seems like so. But it is Premar Vaivarta. It is very deep meaning of deep prema. Once Jagadananda Pandit saw sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes faint, Krishna, Krishna, and comes rolling down on the earth. So it seems if I will bring some very
good oil,
good oil making mind cool, oh, he may be okay. And thinking this, he went to Bengal.
By walking.
By walking. And from there he collected so valuable cool oil from there. Ayurvedic. And keeping on his head, came walking. Oh, how many miles, thousands of miles. In so many months he came. And he gave that to
Govinda Prabhu.
Govinda, his savior, and told, time to time, you should give it in the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It will keep Mahaprabhu's head very cool and calm. Then Govinda Prabhu told, oh, he will be angry. Oh, you should tell him and give. Nothing to do. Then Jagadananda,
Jagadananda Pandit.
No. Govinda Prabhu told Mahaprabhu, oh, of lot parishram.
Effort.
He has bring some very good, cool oil for you. And he wants that I should put some oil sometimes in your head. Oh, Mahaprabhu became very angry. Now oil, then Mardaniya, messenger.
What?
Those who message. And then good palanka.
Good bear.
And so many. And then Sevadasi will come and serve me. Oh, you want that. Oh, take this oil to Jagannath temple and tell them Pujari that he can use for lamp. Hearing Jagadananda Pandit, he became so angry. I have brought
so far distance
for so dark and with very costly. And it will go to Jagannath temple. He took the pot and
broke in the front of Mahaprabhu.
And he went at once from there in his room and he
locked from inside.
Three days nothing. Eating. Weeping. Third day or fourth day, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He knew. Oh, sometimes he has mourned. Now he had not taken anything from 3 days. He came walking there and he knocked the door and told, I am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am going to take bath in ocean and very soon I will return and cook for me.
3 days I have not taken.
I have not taken anything. No rest. So, I want that you should cook for me. And telling he went to see. Then Jagadananda Pandit thought, oh, for me he has also not.
What to do?
So, now at once he took bath and cooked so many preparations. Very tasteful. He was very first class in art of cooking. So, he cooked. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, then, oh, Pandit, bring my prasadam. Then he brought in a very big banana leaf, very big. And so many preparations he did in very short time, very delicious. Mahaprabhu sat there and told, oh, I want that both should take prasadam at a time. Then Jagadanand Prabhu told to
Govinda Prabhu,
Govinda Prabhu, that I will take remnant. So after that he will take, I will take. Then Govinda Prabhu told Mahaprabhu, you should take first, and he has to do something, so after that he will take. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to take. Very tasteful. Oh, if anyone angry,
better cook.
And then
cooking. Oh, more tasteful. What he used to finish, he began to again
filling the pot
so many times. Then Mahaprabhu,
well, I am not joking,
Govind, that you should keep him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows him. So he is telling this story.
Eta kirtan ebare. Ha, eta kirtan.
Ha. Kirtan, you can.
Go in the name.
Garuda should sing. You want to sing? Oh!
English is French.
Oh, so you stand up. She can come here and.
Haribol, you just stay. Bring him.
Stop.
Oh, so from there she can. Oh, let her. Oh, then we should begin. Now Jagdananda Pandit is
Three years.
Jagadananda Prabhu is telling again. Chit Kam Jeev Krishna Chinmay Bhaskar.
Pranam Tulla Apnake Mitar.
Jeev, Krishna is like a sun, but transcendental Chit Surya. And what is Jeev? From sun rays are coming, and in the rays so many particles. So Jeev is like that. When rays are in sun, then they give light. And when sun is not seen, then they go in dark. So if anyone serving Krishna, they are liberated souls. And that very jeev getting Krishna, forgetting him, then he becomes baddha jeev.
Conditioned soul.
And here, now you are young, you are not understanding. But when you will be old, too old, you cannot walk without any stick, So many problems in this world. And after that you will give up this body. No, not a single farthing pence with you. You cannot be with your father, mother, wife, husband. And again you will come. Krishna is so merciful that he has given us mercifully this human body. We should not waste our time in worldly intoxications and so many things. I have told that in a man, not two sword can be there. What?
In one case, two sword cannot be there.
So, to do bhajan, this bhajan and sense gratification cannot be together. We should think this. Krishna has given opportunity that in this human body you can attend that thing. Again remember Krishna and you go to Vrindavan and serve Radha Krishna. And if you fell, then no one knows. You will be dogs, you will be what? Pigs, hogs and
monkey.
You may be fishes and all will eat you. So don't lose this time in sense gratifications. My all dear sannyasis and brahmacharis, they should be very, very careful about this. Never and never. So he is telling, Krishna bahirmukh hoiya bhog vancha kare. They, forgetting Krishna, one are bahirmukh and one antarmukh. Antarmukh means serving Krishna. And other without service, they cannot remain. You, anyone without service. If wife, then serving to husband, his children. If husband, then serving all others. You must serve. Better to serve Krishna. When you, from Tatastha Shakti, you see this world, at once seeing this, very tasteful, and come down in this world. Rotation. For beginning of creation you are in this world, but never satisfied, like Kuranjal, like Kururova, like father of Jadu, Jajati. They were not such. And want to satisfy these indriyas.
Senses.
You cannot. Then, seeing this, Tatastha Sakti, Jeev, and there is Maya, this side Maya, that side Yoga Maya, at once Jhapatiya Dhare. Men?
Grab you.
Pisati paile jono mati channa hai. Perhaps you know Pisati?
Witch.
You know witch?
Like Putana. Putana. Like Putana.
Oh, at once that will come. And then what will be? You will think that I am this body. And you will be entangled with me. If anything, you are hungry, then, oh, I am hungry, I must eat. So, this, what you eat, opisati, that takes. By mouth, you are taking, but where it is going?
Opisati, which?
So, that wish. So, now, what are, we are doing, all pisati is taking. Mayagrast haya sevhavukar. I am Siddha Krishna Das. But always remember, I have come to tell you, oh my dear sons and daughters, you are not inhabitant of this world. You are from Golok Vrindavan. By your constitution, but you have
forgotten.
What forget him and thus have come into this world. Kabhu Raja, sometimes king, sometimes Praja, subjects, sometimes Brahmin, sometimes Sudra, sometimes very unhappy, sometimes very happy, sometimes insects, sometimes in heaven, sometimes in this world, and sometimes even in hell. Sometimes demigods, sometimes daitya, dano.
Demon.
In this way is war. Traveling from beginning of creation. Yes. Krishna has given a chance. And if you lose this chance, forever again you will have to come in this earth. So realize this fact. Or Acharya, previous Acharya, Swami Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, his Gurudev, my Gurudev, they came to tell you all these facts and to follow Krishna Bhakti. Erup sansar bhramite kono jan. Sadhu sangha nija tattva avagata. Then luckily, traveling in this world, very luckily. What is luckily? It has been told. Bhakti stu bhagavat sangha ina pariyayate satsanga prapyate pumbi
sukritai purva sanchitai.
Sukritai sanchitai.
Purva sanchitai.
There must be something in the ground that anyhow you have served any Vaishnava. You have served Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Naudeep Dham, Puri Dham. You have served any Vaishnava. And if it is so much, then Sadhu Sangha you will have. So I think you are very lucky that you have had the Sangha of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And after that in his parampara.
Succession.
So, you should always remember this. Sadhu Sangha Nidya Tattva Gauta. When you have a Sadhu Sangha, you should always remember, oh, now my this sansara is going to be end.
Very soon.
What?
Very soon my journey in this
world. My journey in this world
will be stopped.
Now to be stopped. Because sadhu sangaya. Sadhu, sadhu, but sadhu. He should be sadhu. Sadhu means sat, following the sat. What is sat? Krishna is satya. Mahaprabhu is two satya, three satya. He is satya himself and satya comes from him. So, those who serve that Krishna, they are really sadhu. Not only he knows all sastra. He has remembered all these slokas of Srimad Bhagavat like parrot. And he can speak so much things. But not following then he is like a parrot. Nothing. Nijatattva janiyar sansaranacha. When he knows, oh, I am not Baddhaji, I am not inhabitant of this world, and Nityadas of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. So I should stop my all sense gratification, all attachment in this world, and that attachment should be given into Krishna's lotus feet. Can you do? Then sadhu. Joseph promised that I will give my whole energy, attention, everything only for Krishna, to please Krishna. If you can promise and do like that, from today, detach from whole things. Be like, if Grihastha, then be like Janak Maharaj or Subhas Pandit. And if Sannyasi or Brahmachari, then Mahaprabhu like. Then Krishna Prem will come. Asadhu Sanghe Bhai, Krishna Nahi. In Asadhu Sangha, those who are not sadhu, in their guidance, Krishnam will not be. That name will come, Bahiraya Bhate Nam Kabunar. It will be Sadai Namaparad. Sometimes maybe Namabhas. Sadai Namabhas. Esab Janami Bhai Krishna Bhaktirvad. All these things, Namaparad is not Nam. Namabhas is not Suddhane. So try to know that what is Suddhanam and try to do that Suddhanam. Kabu Namabhas. Kabu Sada Namaparad Esab Janve Bhai Krishna. So, who is sadhu and who is asadhu? First we should know. He had told the symptoms of sadhu. But who is asadhu? Mayavadi one. And secondly, Istri Sangi. Not for all married life person, Grihastha. They should not be too attached to their own wife. And Sannyasi Bhai, brother Sannyasi Bhakti, they should not, even by mind they should speak with ladies.
Not even dream.
Not even in dream, my dear.
Sannyasi.
If in mind, you will see a statue of wood, lady, then mind will go there. Like Ajamil, you cannot control. So be very careful. Jadi Krishnam karive sadhu sangha kara, asadhu sangha parihara. Give up the associations of those who are not sadhu. Mayabadi, Vishayi and Istri Sangi. If ladies are doing
illicit relationship,
they are also Istri Sangi. And also men also. Das aparat kaja. Man apama. You should try to be careful from thus 10 aparad. You should know 10 aparad. And taja man apaman. If you want to do bhajan, give up your prestige. Keep your prestige. And take it, throw in ocean. And give proper respect to others who are qualified. And be sahishnu like trees.
Tatha Tolerant.
Tolerant like
tolerant. In this way, you can chant Hari name. Shuddha name is very difficult, very difficult. But we are in process. If you will truly follow this process, you will come a very high class of Vaishnava. Anasakte Vishayam Bhujya. Vijukta Vairagya. You cannot give up eating. You cannot give up air taking from nose. Words by ears. Cold or
hot
winds. You cannot. But don't be attached to anyone in this world. Like air, like sun, like fire. Like fire takes everything good and bad. And it burns them. But not taking anything from them. So be like air. Sometimes very good fragrance, sometimes bad smell. She takes and after sometimes give up. So, you should. What is favorable for your health to maintain? You should take which is favorable for you. And very strongly you should reject all these things which are not favorable for you. If you will do, certainly bhakti will come. And if you are only outwardly all these things, not properly following, how you can have bhakti? Krishna bhakti anukul karah svikar, Krishna bhakti pratikul karah parihar, gyan yoga chesta chhara, asad karma sanga. You should try to give up gyan, nirvishesh gyan, nirvishesh yoga and other karma. In Gita it has been told, sarva dharma anuparityajyamam ekam saranam praja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukhyo. If you take the shelter of Krishna, really, he will support and nourish you. In our Gita explanation, I have given a story. A Brahmin was translating Gita, and when he came, ananna shintayanto mange jana padyupasute tesham ham
yuktanam yogakshema baham
yogakshema baham.
Arjun Mishra naam chilo.
Arjun Mishra. If anyone taking shelter of Krishna solely, then Krishna tells, I take something on my head and
carry by my
carry and give him. He cut out that line.
Red.
Oh, how he will come? He may be sent by anyone, but how he will come?
Personally.
And he saw after that, he went to bed and then what became?
Krishna that day came. Could not get anything and became late and late, and Krishna came in form of boy with so much load.
And then he was begging nothing today, whole day. And he returned, and he, when he returned, Brahmini at once came very far in anger, told, oh, why you could not bring yourself? Why you get to a very pitiful teenager?
So much load.
Oh, I have not given. Oh, come and see. And the boy is sitting there. And when he came inside and saw, oh, so much.
Food stuff.
Food stuff. Ghee, atta, dal, rice, sugar,
oil,
everything. Then where is that boy? And then there he saw his son, but who was that Krishna? Then he can realize that, I have done wrong. Who will take shelter of Krishna? Krishna must bring everything on his head and he will not. So why you?
And check the book, there is no more mark there. There is a mark.
And after that he saw that in Gita there is no red mark. So why you are worried for your maintenance? First be
surrender
totally and Krishna will support and nourish. So many examples. So I will have to go in a job, government job, and by that I will maintain. So many brahmacharis do like that, taking saffron cloth also. They should not be like that. They should have a firm belief in Krishna, that Krishna will nourish and support me. And do bhajan, Hare Krishna, and wait till evening, if anything is coming or not. Oh, be a storm in night, and you see, oh, Krishna cannot remain, he will be restless and at once he will say. So, my request that you should be like that. We don't do anything for us, you know. And where we go, Krishna has arranged everything from before. Everything. Because we have solely surrendered. And if you will be like that, why not Krishna will come? Krishna is now not dead, he is alive. He is always alive. So don't worry for that, either lady or male. Markat vairagya taja jate deharanga. Don't have markat vairagya. You know monkey? He has no shelter, he has no home, he has no cooking room, he has no any
cloth
to wear, nothing. Nishkinchan, paramaha nishkinchan.
Detached.
But when he sees monkey, lady monkey, at once what he does?
Jump on.
Or photo camera.
And when you will see, the ladies are taking some banana or anything to give Thakurji, at once they jump.
Catch.
Even they will take from your man, your boys also. And they will go to top of trees. And when you will keep something there, so don't be vairagya like that. Yukta vairagya. Krishna mar pala rache jana sarvakal. You should know that Krishna is nourishing us.
Protecting.
You know that anyone not doing, we are not doing anything. But we see that Krishna is sending too much, so much. And not only me, to with him, so many group, easily everything is there. Krishna has arranged, Mahaprabhu has arranged that you should hear katha. Oh, cooking is ready. After my class, very delicious food you will have. Nothing to worry, nothing to cook, nothing to do anything. So Krishna has arranged all these things. Sadhu hua bada kashta jive janiya. Krishna knows that sadhu sangha is very, very hard for these
Kali-yugi
persons. So Krishna has become name himself. Understand? Krishna has
manifested himself.
He has invested all his power, all his mercy, all his quality. In other words, Krishna is himself become.
Holy name.
So, what Krishna cannot give, or the angels can give. If you want to take darshan of Krishna, you want that Krishna should come, he will not come. But when you will chant Hare Krishna, oh, he is bound to come.
Correct.
গোড়াপাদ আশ্রয় কর বুদ্ধিমান, গোড়াবাই সাধু গুরু নাই আছে। সো হোয়াট আই টোল, ডোন্ট টেক বাই দিস ইয়ার অ্যান্ড
থ্রো আউট,
ওই শুড গো ইন ইউর হার্ট অ্যান্ড দেন রিয়েলি ইউ উইল বি সাধু অ্যান্ড ভেরি সুন কৃষ্ণ প্রেম উইল কাম অ্যান্ড অ্যাট ওয়ান্স দি দূত অফ কৃষ্ণ ফ্রম গোলোক বৃন্দাবন,
Vishnu
Dut, not Vishnu Dut, Krishna Dut,
Krishna Dut
will come and tell, oh please come with us. And go Premanande.